And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
And, Molly, if you would, please, just sign us on.
All right, here's the two-time Peabody Award-winning Bob and Ray.
Wait a minute. That two-time, I don't like the way you say that.
It's two-time Bob and Ray, winners.
No, winners twice, the Peabody Award.
Here's Bob and Ray, winners twice, the Peabody Award.
Yeah, I like that. Actually, maybe twice decorated would be a better phrase, but that two-time always carries a connotation that I think is an unhappy one.
Yeah, it's not good to use the phrase two-time in a sentence that carries your name, Bob and Ray.
Right.
I can understand
that. Or your
that.
Name, if you ever win an award twice, we'll
right.
never use it.
Well, I've won 17 Diction Awards, so I won't have that two figure in there again.
Do you get a plaque, or is it just a piece of paper when you win those things?
Usually it's a letter.
Just a plaque.
Saying you have won this year's so-and-so Diction Award, and you want to take a full-page ad in our magazine.
Oh, it's usually tied up in something like that.
Will you go over there and sit down, Wally, please, so I can broadcast?
Here's your mail, Bob and Ray.
Oh, good. Here's the mail. Let's see what's in the mail today.
We had quite a lot of kind people send us the words to "You're as pretty as a picture," but no two people sent the same set of lyrics. We had one from Fort Myers, Florida, from Mrs. Gross down there, who listens on WINK. I want to thank her for this letter.
That's a swinging station there.
And Alfred Sauer in Litchfield, Ohio, sent us another set of lyrics, too.
Here's a fellow, Bob, who listens to us over in Brooklyn. He's getting us on WCBS. What do you bet?
Hey, boy, that's good.
He better be getting us on WCBS. Because...
What does he go on to say?
He goes on to say, "Dear Bob Ray, do you have a stuffed parrot that I could use in my production of Light Up the Sky?"
What?
Well, we do have... stuffed parrots, and as a matter of fact, we have a warehouse full of them, but we're going to get to those closer to Christmas. But he wanted it for a production.
Well, production's in January, I think.
Yeah. If anyone would like to see this production of Light Up the Sky, he will send two tickets for either evening's performance. That's January 9th or 10th. If you send them a stuffed parrot, send it to Vera Martin at the Jewish Community House of Bensonhurst over in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Then there's a follow-up letter that said he spelled parrot wrong. How do you spell parrot? You there in the first row.
Me?
Yes, please.
Parrot. P-A-R-R-O-T-T.
Let me see if that's right. Try it again. P-A what?
P-A-R-R-O-T-T.
No, I'm sorry. You're wrong. You're wrong. It's P-A-R-R-O-T.
Just one T.
One T, right.
Elliot's two T's, I know that.
Yes, that's
two
right.
Two L's.
Yes.
And Goulding is one L, right?
Yes, and only two M's. Which
they're
make
silent.
Yes, they have to be silent in order to get the good sound. Sir, we're talking much too much, and we'd rather talk to this beautiful lady who has truly decorated our stage, Bob,
yes.
Would you say?
Yeah, and I'd like to thank whoever it was who sent this beautiful cake that's on our stage today, too.
That's right. Now, this massive 12-tiered, 7-foot-high beauty is one of the nicest-looking cakes I have ever seen.
I think that's plaster.
Oh.
It might be sugar, though. A bust of Beethoven on top of the cake. Certainly a very thoughtful gift from someone who knows we appreciate
it. Out of it, silly.
Ray, did that voice come from inside the cake?
It sure sounded like it, yeah.
Hello, inside the cake. Are you a chorus girl?
Oh, mercy, no. I'm just plain old Mercy Lee Garber from Murney, Ohio, home of the aluminum bucket.
Is it hot in there, ma'am?
Don't you know it is. Must be 120 in here.
In the shade, too.
That's right. And I've been in it for 3 days, ever since I was crated and shipped from the depot in Murney.
Well, you sure you're not scantily attired?
Well, I'm wearing a wool cardigan sweater and a heavy-duty cloth coat, galoshes.
Oh, boy, no wonder you're warm in there.
I think the consistency of the cake adds to the warmth, too. If you ask me, this cake is too rich and heavy.
Well, are you supposed to burst out of the cake at some time?
Well, the cake hardened a little bit en route, and I don't know if I can break through. Listen to this.
She's pounding from inside. What are you using on the walls there, man?
I'm using my purse, and I'm not making much headway either.
It must be up to your ankles in crumbs in that sweet prison you're in there.
I have a speech to read, but it's too dark to read it in here, so I'll have to speak extemporaneously.
All right, could you speak a little louder so we can hear it all?
Yes. The cavalcade of Culture Week in Murney, Ohio, started 8 years ago amidst a storm of protest. Anguished citizens wrung their hands.
I tell you, we've stuck with the cake in good faith. If we'd known a person was going to be inside it, pioneering a cause of some kind, I don't think we would have accepted
it. I don't think you're a very gracious person. I'm just an old lady locked up in a cake, and I'm trying to do a nice job.
Well, I know,
I don't understand what you've done against me. You've never even seen me.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead with whatever it is you're going to say then.
Anyway, at that time, Nadine Hoey was the most vocal member of the opposition. Today, Nadine Hoey is Supreme Marshal of Cavalcade of Culture Week in Murney.
Well, what's your title in the organization?
I'm a Supreme Member. While I say more power to Nadine Hoey in being voted to the office of Supreme Marshal, I intend to carry on my personal struggle to unseat her by fair means.
Whose idea was it to send you here in a cake?
Nadine Hoey's. She thought it would be good publicity for the organization. She baked the cake, too. Created it, took it to the station, and shipped it. She's a hard worker.
It surprised me if the cake was put together with nails. Look around inside there and let me know later if it isn't. Sorry to hear that you got into this difficulty. Will you roll the cake over to the corner there, somebody?
You, ma'am, we'll have to talk to you later. I don't know if we're going to have time to talk to that beautiful girl either. Bob, I think you have a word from Columbia Phonograph.
I have some advice to those who would be the most popular Santa Claus in town.
Hey.
Yeah, that's the person who gives the youngsters or himself a Stereo One portable phonograph by Columbia. So it's no ordinary portable.
What's that, Bob?
Well, Columbia, and only Columbia, Ray, gives you a big six-speaker portable stereo phonograph with all the rich tone and range of big console models, and it's only $139.95. Just one of a whole wonderful line of Columbia stereo portables. But here is my broadcasting partner, Ray.
Thank you very much, Gil. They all play any and all records, your 78s and 45s, as well as your new LP and stereo records. And you know they all sound better because all Columbia portables are flawlessly engineered by CBS Electronics. See the many portable styles to choose from at your Columbia dealers. Prices start as low as $39.95. So be a smart Santa. Give your youngsters a portable phonograph that will play all their records with true, rich sound. Give them a Stereo One portable phonograph by Columbia.
And if I might add, it's number one in the wonderful world of sound.
Gil, thanks a lot.
Okay. Al, here with us today on this 10th of December is one of our real dear friends and a fellow who stops by here whenever he's in these parts and usually has an interesting story to tell about his activities in the theatrical world. And I'm speaking, of course, of Mr. Barry Campbell. Barry?
Bob, it's always a pleasure to be on your program. I've always considered your program my second home.
I know you have. Could you pull your chair a little bit closer and relax there and just kind of enjoy yourself, Barry? I know that something brings you to New York, and we would all like to know what it is.
What brings me to New York, Bob, is that we finally have gone into rehearsal on the new musical, which opens in New Haven. And then in January, and then down to Philadelphia for the final polishing, and then into New York in the middle of February.
Well, that sounds like an exciting schedule, and
I'm excited about it. Of course, it's my first Broadway part, I'm quite anxious to see just what kind of reaction I'll get to a live audience.
But you have
serious misgivings about it, as you know.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you said what about.
You've attempted shows before, but never got beyond the tryout stage, I know.
We did reach New York once, but the curtain never went up, as you recall.
Yes.
But this is, I think, a wonderful opportunity for me. I think the story is good, and I think the era that it represents is one that's felt with nostalgia by many.
Is Walter Slezak in it?
Who's that?
The actor.
Never heard of him.
Oh, well,
Walter who?
Well, the Slozak. I thought he might be in it. What's the show about? And
it's
tell us something.
The Al Capone story, and I play Al.
Uh-huh. And in this role, will you be singing
of course. We fortunately have one of the greatest songwriting teams in the business turning out the songs. And we have a great choreographer. I don't know if you're familiar with
Olin Tice. Yes, I
do. He's a choreographer.
Great.
And we have this wonderful songwriting team whose name is escaping.
Uh-huh. I didn't know whether you were going to plug them or not, but
I couldn't
identify them. Have you learned all of the
score? And I hope you're not going to ask me to stand up here and sing.
No, of course not.
Prepared.
Well, if
I see that your orchestra is sound asleep there, I'd rather not.
Well, they wouldn't have the arrangements anyway. I thought maybe you could tell us about some of the music that the great...
I think the one that closes the first scene in the first act is good. Button up your cement overcoat. This is sung by... at that time, my girlfriend,
uh-huh.
who doesn't realize that I'm in the business I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And I like, you take the north side and I'll take the south.
Oh, yes.
Side.
Sounds,
And, gee, it's tough to be a hood. There's one that is kind of a catchy thing.
Humorous number.
Well, we're all out on a caper in this car, this big limousine, and we all jump out before we go on the caper and sing this because it's a snowy night and some of us hadn't had time to eat lunch or dinner. It's tough to be a hood, and it's a big dance number, and it's a finale.
I was going to ask you, will you be doing any dancing in this? Because that's been rather disastrous for you in the past, I know.
And then I have... What was that again?
I say attempting to dance before an audience for you has been a disastrous
I've worked, as you know, this past summer in learning left, right, learning my left foot from my right foot.
Uh-huh.
Getting to know them
the two.
So that I would never separate them. You're getting a signal from the control room. I'd love to talk more, but I
think they're signaling that your time is up, Barry Campbell.
With my violin.
Well, maybe you can maybe stay around here. We can talk a little bit after this. We have to cut away right here for this word.
Yes, that's my yardie. Almost Christmas, milk and blue. Lots and lots of gifts to choose.
Is it too late?
Hardly.
Give her
a gift of a yardie.
For the man who's just a little choosy, there's a wide range of all-new Yardley gifts from $1.50 to $10. For instance, there's the after-shaving lotion and cologne combination, just $2.65. And there's the big handsome set of shaving foam, invisible towels, after-shaving lotion and cologne for $5.50, all prices plus tax. Yardley at all fine stores.
Give her a gift set.
I'm working on my voice too, Bob. That's kind of a catchy tune. That Yardley song there.
It is, yeah.
Maybe we could work that into the show.
Well, I certainly want to wish you a lot of luck. We'll be looking for the original cast recording.
What's that?
We'll be looking for the original cast recording.
Bob, are we on the air now still, or have you signed off?
Oh, no, we're back.
Oh, well, look, I wanted to put the bite on you for a few fish until we get into production.
Sure, Barry.
Good, I'll sit right over here.
Okay, you sit over there, and I'll see you right after the show.
Right, and we'll have some words to live by in just 10 seconds.
Here are today's words to live by. You can always tell a well-informed man his views are the same as yours.
This is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your phone.
Mitch Miller's show puts stars in your ears Sunday over the CBS Radio Network.
And on KNX 1070 CBS Radio in Los Angeles. CBS Radio in Los Angeles.